The local headquarters for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement sits on Central Avenue in Midtown Phoenix. The nondescript campus has for years been a magnet for protesters and posturing politicians. ICE itself rarely gives interviews, but a top official recently invited a few reporters inside. KJZZ's Matthew Casey sat down with the acting field office director. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So specifically, who did you meet with?
I met with Albert Carter. He is the acting field office director in Phoenix for enforcement and removal operations, also known as ERO. ERO is a major arm of ICE, the other being Homeland Security Investigations. ERO handles immigrant detention. They go out and arrest folks, and they carry out deportations. Carter has worked in Phoenix for about a decade. He's been in this particular leadership role for just a short period of time. He would like it to become permanent, and I asked him, how does it feel to have a job that's politicized by people on both sides?
All the outside rhetoric obviously has an impact. I'm not going to tell you that it doesn't, but at the end of the day, we still come to work and we still do our jobs in the best way that we possibly can.
And Matt, as we mentioned, ICE actually called reporters in. So what did Carter want to talk about?
He really wanted to just stand up for the people that work for him. He feels they've been unfairly labeled for enforcing laws that have been around for a really long time. He spoke in detail about efforts to keep the public safe, you know, recent arrests of people with DUIs and sex offenders. We also talked a lot about an open letter to ICE that leaders sent to the public this month, and it said it was to, quote, set the record straight. The letter says ICE agents don't need a warrant to arrest someone, and Carter tells me they're just like local police.
If an ICE officer encounters someone, they develop probable cause that the individual is here in the United States illegally, they can arrest them without that warrant.
In a pretty significant development, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security has said that the so-called catch and release of migrant families is effectively ending this week. So, Matt, did Carter offer any clarity on this?
No, not much. But if we could take a step back from that, one reason why the Homeland Security Secretary may have felt more confident about that maybe a week ago was their plan to detain children with their parents, right? Change the rules of the Flores settlement that limits how long they can hold kids. But a judge knocked that down Friday, I believe it was Friday morning. So, of course, the biggest local story involving ICE over the past year has been the release of families here. Staying in line with Flores was a key factor in that happening by the bus and van load. And I asked Carter if ICE had been telling the local hospitality providing churches and nonprofits that it's about to end. His response was vague.
Any shift like that, we're going to have to assess and see what the impact is going to be. There are a multitude of factors that go into just the day-to-day that we do to begin with.
And those groups haven't been getting in as many migrants, and the latest government data show a sharp drop in border crossers since the spring, but we do know that numbers traditionally go back up in the fall. So did Carter say how they're preparing for that possibility?
Again, not really. But I think there's a real chance that it may not even be an issue. Remember, Remain in Mexico is in place and supposed to expand. The Supreme Court has let the so-called third country asylum ban take effect, at least for now. And plus, the administration has spent the entire summer doing deals with Mexico and Central American countries to set up roadblocks to keep people from even reaching the United States. I asked Carter about his plan in case these policies don't prevent border traffic from going back up to where it was when ICE had to release migrant families in large groups.
If that time does come, we'll be prepared. But, you know, at this time, you know, speculating on what may happen, I really wouldn't want to get into.
And Matt, finally, when do you think we'll know more?
I think we're going to have a strong clue by the end of next month. I believe it was around the second week of October last year when KJZZ, the Fronteras desk, first reported that ICE was releasing groups of migrant families in Phoenix and Tucson. Now, if there isn't another wave of people arriving at the border, at the U.S.-Mexico border, or if it's barely a ripple this year, count on it. The Trump administration will claim a major victory on immigration as it moves closer to the election next year.
All right. That is KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you, Steve.